The parable Jesus speaks is an intriguing parable and has troubled those who study the scriptures for thousands of years. I think to get an insight into the parable, we have to understand a little bit about the economics that the parable reflects. The rich man was more than likely an absentee owner who had entrusted his business to a manager. Now, the manager was an intelligent and educated man. He could read, he could write, he could do math. The manager was the middleman. He stood between the master and he brokered the goods to customers. He had to make sure that there was sufficient return for the master's investment, and yet he had to make sure that there was sufficient quality and a reasonable price to keep his customer base. And he had to make sure that there was enough money that he could be paid. Now, the rumor that spread abroad was that this steward was being fraudulent, that he was raising prices, and that he was glamming off a larger piece of money than he was entitled to. And so when the master heard this, the master was upset because he believed that he had been cheated by his steward. Before the accounting could be made, though, the steward quickly sought to fix the books. So he called the creditor in and said, "How much do you owe?" And the man said, 100 jars of oil. And the steward said, "Sit down and mark it 50. Do it in your own hand." I mean, that's 100% markup that the steward had laid upon that customer. So he called the second creditor in and said, "How much do you owe?" And he said, 1,000 bushels of wheat. And he said, "Sit down quickly, strike that and mark 800. Well, the result of this was clearly that the customer was well pleased. The customer was being treated fairly. And on the other side of it, the owner was well pleased, because the owner was being honored as being a good and a just business person. And in the end, the steward salvaged his job. Now, Jesus doesn't tell this story in order to teach something about economics, or even to teach something about business ethics. He tells this story so that his disciples might understand what is asked of them. And so the moral of the story is found at the end of the 8th verse of that 16th chapter, when Jesus says, "The men and women of this world are shrewder in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light." He's telling his disciples that they have to be shrewd. They have to be astute. Not about business, but about the proclamation of the Word of God. That they stand in the middle. And they have a responsibility to that Word and to God. They have a responsibility to remain faithful They have a responsibility to remain true. And on the other side is the hearer. The person or the community to whom the disciple brings the word. And there is a responsibility to the hearer that the word can be spoken in a way that the word can be understood, that the challenge of the gospel can be such that it can be heard and embraced, that the language of the hearer and the culture of the hearer can be taken into account, so that the truth can be loved. And so Jesus says to his disciples, you're the middle people. You're the brokers between the word of God and between the world. And you're called to be shrewd. You're called to be astute. This is not a simple job. This takes a lot of work, and this takes some smarts. This takes the ability to read the signs of the times. Jesus says to his disciples, this is what is asked of you. And Jesus says that to you and to me, and he says that to the church. There is to be an absolute loyalty to the Word of God. And there is to be a respect and a loyalty to those to whom the word is brought. And that's a fine line to walk. And so Jesus says, the children of this world end up being more astute in dealing with this generation than the children of light. And in another place he says, even though you are as simple as doves, you are called to be wise as serpents. We turn to the Lord God and we make our prayer.
May those in authority, the leaders of church and state, parents and educators, prove to be good stewards, attentive to the needs of those under their care, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In the face of the widening gap between the rich and poor, may economic leaders help create a social agenda that will alleviate the plight of those that have no work, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May the human dignity of each one be respected, and may we work to end the exploitation of the poor and the oppression of the weak, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
As children of light, may we be as resourceful and dedicated in our pursuit of goodness as the children of darkness are in the pursuit of evil, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. And Lord God, we pray for those who are sick. Carmela Maher, Bill Hunt, Louis Chapdelaine, Marie Kaflisch, Leo Huber, Michael Rock, Nicholas Baker, David Nearing, Eddie Meyer, Lynn Nearing. Lord God, bring to them the healing spirit. Bring to them freshness and life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hail Mary.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Good morning. I'd like to talk with you a little bit about some of the ministries that are available to you to share in the parish. One of them is being a rainbow pal for children of St. Matthew's School. And it's a simple thing, but it's a beautiful thing to do. What you would do after you give your name and address and birthday would be to write letters to your rainbow pal. Each student will have one pal. And then you would pray for each other. You would go to Mass and have a brunch in the spring. It's a very simple but a wonderful way to connect the generations. And I hope there will be a lot of you who will take these blue papers, blue for the kids, and it's just a very simple thing. You just write to one another and remember each other in prayer. No other big commitment. In our parish, we have people who are homebound. And I know among you that there are some who would like to visit some homebound people. And so if that is what you'd like to do, there are some suggestions on this gold paper. A second part of this is, it's hard for me, it's hard for us in the office to know who are the people who would want to have someone come to visit them. So if you're aware of someone who is in their home or maybe even temporarily in a care center who would appreciate a parishioner to come and bring communion and or to just spend some time with them, use this to help us. And finally, a treat for you would be on Saturday, October the 13th, to go to Mankato by bus for the craft fair. The School Sisters of Notre Dame make wonderful, wonderful crafts, and these are on sale as a fundraiser for some of our ministries. So, on Saturday, October the 13th, the bus leaves at 7 o'clock, and comes back at 3. So all the way there and all the way back, we'll be singing and having a wonderful time. And once you get there, it's just a carnival atmosphere. It's just wonderful. So 1, 2, or 3, or maybe 1 and 2 and 3. You're invited. Thank you.